There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So, trending today, quite a range of stories, popular, viral today, for want of a better phrase. And I think, really, most importantly, has to be Sridevi's funeral, biggest story around the world. You know, we heard from Rebecca Bundon. She's in Mumbai, and she was saying thousands of fans lined the street in the Indian city there. And it was a state funeral, basically. The procession went through Mumbai. It was sort of 7 kilometres. And there were so many fans there, so much emotion. They were clutching flowers. This is someone, an actress that people felt so connected to. Such an integral part of Bollywood films, crossover films, and someone you perhaps grew up watching, you know the films. So, I mean, 54 years old, really, really young, and we know the reports have been released. It was accidental drowning in a hotel in Dubai. But today wasn't about that. It wasn't about what happened. It was about her legacy, her life, and people coming together to celebrate. And, you know, as a woman, she was one of the big stars, and she was the sort of first woman to be so successful in her own right. This is a very brief report from the BBC's Regina Vaidyanathan.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing.
What is the purpose of your visit to the United States?
My sister's attending my wedding.
What?
She's been described here as India's first female superstar. One actor said that she was the sort of actress who put the first cracks in the glass ceiling and paved the way for other women in Bollywood. She was known for the variety of roles that she took on, for her comic timing, for her incredible dance performances as well. And it's worth noting that Sridevi isn't just being mourned here in India, but around the world.
That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah, that really is the point. You know, you don't have to live in India and you don't have to be Indian to enjoy Bollywood films. And she was such a big star all over the world. So I think it was only right and fair that, I mean, one of the most read stories everywhere because people are interested. She touched so many lives. So, yeah, her funeral was today in Mumbai. So this next story is a bit of an interesting one. If you can imagine going to a karaoke place, would you? Is that something that you would do, Tim?
I haven't been recently, but I know that you have.
Yeah, I can't sing. I really can't sing. No, I can rap, though.
You can kind of rap sing, which is good.
Yeah, I did Blackstreet. No
do
diggity.
You know, somebody once, have you ever heard a Was Not Was song that Ozzy Osbourne sang on?
No.
Anyway, he did a song with Was Not Was, and they said to Don Was, I think it was, said to him, look, Ozzy, it's fine. It'd be really quick because he was busy. And he said, look, don't worry. You just have to rap. And Ozzy went, what do you mean I have to rap? This is in the late 80s, I think. And he said, well, it's like talking. And he went, oh, that's easy. So you're in good company there. You and Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, me and Ozzy, the two rap legends.
Yeah, yeah.
well, a lady was in a karaoke place in the States, and she was singing a Lana Del Rey song. It was Cherry. And a few minutes into her performance, Lana Del Rey got up on the stage and joined in singing Cherry with her. So her face is a picture. And good on Lana Del Rey for having a sense of humour. She tweeted this video. And the sound quality is not amazing, but you can get a sense that this woman is on the stage singing someone's song, clearly a song she likes, and the woman then joins her on stage and they do the dance moves together. So it's a really sweet video and understandably has gone viral. I think it's had a million likes and retweets since it was tweeted yesterday. So, yeah, bear with the sound quality. It's off a mobile phone, but really, really lovely video if you get a chance to watch it.
To pieces when I'm with you.
They're really trying, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
And what I really liked is she was lovely with them. She was lovely with these two women that were singing the song. And she was just in a pair of trainers and really low-key, understated, no makeup on. And she just went up there and what a lovely experience or an encounter. You know, if you're a big Lana Del Rey fan.
I mean, she's a huge star, but I mean, does that mean that she often frequents karaoke? establishments.
She must do.
She must. Maybe she's
and
a fan.
What did she tweet? She said, "Oh, if you're at my favourite karaoke spot and you know my choreography, I probably will sing with you." So, good on her. I thought that was really nice. Finally, this story today is about a carjacker having his own dog day in California. Okay. So there was a high-speed chase in Ocean County, and there were a few hit-and-run crashes. It started off as a chase from the police, and it developed. There was a carjacking, and this all finished up with a dog capturing the criminal, one of the dogs from the canine unit in the Los Angeles Police Department, managed to grab the suspect. This is basically, you know, in American local television, they usually have an eye in the sky.
Yeah.
He's called Dave, or he's called Barry, and he's in a helicopter, and he tells you about the traffic. You know.
It's called Dave or Barry.
Yeah, and this Dave or Barry is from NBCLA.com, and he's their eye in the sky.
Right.
And because he's up there looking at traffic, he has the perfect view of this car chase that's unfolding and its resolution. So I'll let him take over telling the story.
Oh, he just hit that car. He's getting out. No, he's going to go. He's carjacking that vehicle. It looks like it's a female. He pushed her out of the vehicle. Such a danger. This man's going to try to help. Oh, that's terrible. That man's got to get out of there. He's trapped. He could get squeezed right there. He needs to back off and just let this guy take that vehicle. Look out. He's out on foot now. He's trying to run, and he's running up this hill. It's a business complex, business area. He's got the dog coming at him. The dog takes him down right there. The dog got him. The dog made the tackle right before he got into that business complex. Now he's fighting with officers. Look at that. Unbelievable. But now, thank goodness, this pursuit is over.
Incredible. Fantastic. It's the best. It's the best thing I've seen on the internet in a really long time. It's so good. So yeah, the suspect, 37-year-old Antonio Padilla Jr., was arrested, and he was wanted for assault. And yeah, the canine dog was given a nice treat and a reward for the good work. But the video is good. You should watch it because it is fascinating. It's on lots and lots of the sites. It's doing the rounds.
Yeah.
But it's had millions of views because it's just unbelievable, and his commentary is priceless. I thought it was Ross Chris talking about an NFL game for a second. You know, there's something about it. The way that he sort of narrates this chase is fantastic.
That's a huge compliment to Ross Chris, who often joins Sports the Night with commentary of US sports. By the way, in case you're wondering who Ross
yes,
is.
But, yeah. But I mean, it was great commentary. I felt like I was in the chase.
That's exactly. I was thinking, no, go on, dog, let go. And of course, the dog. Oh, a successful resolution, at least. That's trending?
That is trending.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.